The Hot Springs Documentary Film Festival is celebrating its 30th edition with a return to in-theater screenings as part of this year's hybrid approach. The festival runs October 8th through the 16th and will feature a variety of films, including Uran Sor. The documentary short tells the story of a Pakistani woman traveling to a small town in Arkansas to begin college during the pandemic. It's directed by our guest, Aman Abbasi, a filmmaker who grew up in Arkansas, but is now based in Los Angeles. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you taking the time. We're talking about your film, this documentary short. You packed a lot into 15 minutes. It was really impressive. Where did you get the idea for this film initially?
Oh, thanks. The idea was just following my my cousin Benin as she prepared for her first year of college. That was really the idea because she's so exuberant and outspoken and has such a sort of sense of self at an early age that I thought she'd be a really good documentary subject. So, it was going to be just that. And with any documentary, it often changes as you start. So I just sort of continued to follow what was happening and allow myself to be open to that. And, the result is just the sort of process of her coming to, Paragould to start her first year of college in a really tough year, not only in the year of a pandemic, but politically, like the political climate. So, that kind of all came to a head. But Benin is a very resilient individual. So I thought she sort of managed to be so kind of, I guess, elegant through the whole thing,
Absolutely. I'm going to touch on the political part of that. I'm pretty certain I audibly gasped when I got to the part of the film where she arrives on January 6th.
I know.
During the riots. This is probably not a thing that you anticipated when filming this. What have you learned from some of those challenges that you faced on this?
I mean, with every film, I feel like I learned so much. The whole process is often like a learning experience. But really, I found myself navigating a very challenging situation because I'm very protective of my family, and that was first and foremost. And so the emotions were very kind of immediate, and so I wanted to really give Benin time to really work through that and make sure she feels good. And so it was really, I think the biggest thing was just being able to navigate documentary subjects where you are kind of personally invested in. How do you sort of manage to do that?
What are you hoping that audiences will take away from seeing this documentary short? It's very personal for you, but for folks who maybe don't have a tie to immigration or Pakistan, like, what are you hoping they'll take out of this?
Yeah, I think that it should resonate with anyone and everyone, especially those who are young and going to school for the first time. So we feel as though, our own world's problems are insurmountable, but it's really nice. Documentary sometimes provides that sort of lens of a different perspective of what the challenge it can be for someone else, who may be sitting right beside you or who may be in a virtual class in the same room as you. But, I think it shows a perspective of, Benin and the hardships that a student sort of has to navigate in order to attend school. And I think that's very relatable. But beyond that, I think it provides a sense of hopefully compassion and empathy that now people can realize, it's much bigger than just, my small town or whatever. It could be people who we see as foreigners or immigrants. Now you see the backside of the sometimes really challenging position just to get to that same place,
So the film was part of the Hindsight Project. Can you tell me a little bit more about that collaboration?
Firelight and Real South came together to give six filmmakers a chance to make a film based on themes of 2020. And everyone's film was really spectacular, by the way. And so we all premiered at AFI, and sort of the process of the production was pretty intense. We had a very short window of time to make a film, and I submitted my proposal of, you know, following Benin, and they were very responsive and supportive of that. So it was a financial, you know, support as well as creative support.
And I understand one of the aims of the project was to support BIPOC filmmakers in the South. I know you're based in LA now, but as someone who grew up in Arkansas, you know, what are some of the challenges that you faced creating films as a person of color living in the South?
I mean, a lot. Yeah, to be really honest, I love Arkansas, but I think it's just kind of, it's not built for individuals like me. And I think it's important to be honest with that, because I think there's a really great creative class, but I think there's some segregation that still sort of seeps through the surface, and maybe it's subconscious or whatever, but yeah, I think that plays a big part in it. But I also think I'm grateful to be from Arkansas, because I think I have a different perspective and a lens now, given I was raised there from a different perspective. But yeah, I think the challenges have always been real, and I think they may have gotten a little better, but they still exist.
What drew you to filmmaking, considering that you were raised in Arkansas, that's not a traditional hotbed for filmmaking?
My brother and I have had a long passion towards the arts in general. And I think that I credit that to the sort of household that my parents created, just like very kind of, you can be anything or whatever you want to do. And just kind of gave us that sense of imagination. And that really lent itself to the arts and music or painting or, you know, storytelling. And film, in my opinion, is an amalgamation of so many of those disciplines that we found that was like such a beautiful thing. So to apply the disciplines that we were already interested in, to start making films, we were doing that very early on, home videos and watching and consuming a lot of movies. It was a place of refuge, a place of entertainment, a place to understand others. And yeah, it's just built a kind of, I guess, like a emotional vocabulary that I'm very grateful for.
So your documentary will be screened at the Hot Springs Documentary Film Festival. What does it mean to you to be a part of that festival? And have you been able to submit this to many films given the pandemic?
So we premiered at AFI, which we were happy with that. That was a virtual one, so that was slightly kind of, you know, unique. And I'm really thrilled to be bringing this to Hot Springs, because I feel like Hot Springs has kind of had their own tradition of, you know, great documentary films, but it's cool from being from that area, and they've been so supportive and they're excited about the movie. And I feel like that's really exciting to kind of give that platform, not only just to a local filmmaker, but to kind of someone who has a slightly different perspective, not kind of what you would expect or something, you know? And I love that festival in general, because it has such an esteemed reputation. So yeah, I'm very happy about it. And Benin's going to be there too.
Oh, that's so exciting. You get to go together.
Yeah, exactly.
Has she seen the film yet?
Yeah. Okay. So she's seen it. My family has seen it. We've all nuanced it at this point, which we're kind of thrilled that we had the chance to work on something together.
Yeah. So how does she feel about it? I know sometimes folks are a little shy about seeing themselves on screen.
Yeah, I think she really loved it. She, in fact, told me, she wrote me a note that like one of her teachers had seen it and wrote her a really nice note of like just exactly what the purpose of the film is, to kind of shed empathy and compassion for those that you just may kind of not really have an understanding. But the teacher wrote like, you know, she kind of understands her story and is there for her and feels, you know, there's a point of connection there. That's beautiful. I'm happy that happened.
So are you working on any new projects, anything in the pipeline?
Yeah, I'm writing a few things, and I want to do a film in Pakistan eventually. So I would like to try to see how I can do that. But yeah.
Do you have a website where people can keep up with what you're working on?
Yeah, amanabasi.com.
Congratulations again on this festival, and thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you so much.